For our geo quiz now, we're looking for a firth, not a fourth or a fifth, but a firth in Scotland. It's a kind of bay or inlet, and we're looking for the name of Scotland's largest firth, a triangle-shaped inlet of the North Sea. You can see it looking north from Inverness, a city in the Scottish Highlands. And if you look through binoculars, you might just catch a glimpse of bottlenose dolphins. They like to swim in these coastal waters. In a few minutes, we'll speak with a marine scientist who says these dolphins communicate using signature whistles.
The whistles are very high-pitched, and to the dolphin ear, they certainly are as distinctive as different words are to us.
So we're looking for a certain word, the name of a Scottish firth that's home to schools of whistling bottlenose dolphins. The answer's coming up. Dolphins probably have a high score when it comes to social equality. They're cooperative, cute, and they like to chatter. Vincent Janik has been studying bottlenose dolphins with his colleagues at the University of St. Andrews in Scotland. He's discovered something kind of cool about the way dolphins seem to greet each other.
Yes, we've been studying the so-called signature whistle of dolphins. These are very special signals amongst animals because every animal makes up its own novel whistle and then uses that throughout its life to broadcast where it is and who it is. And in our new study, what we did is we put that to the test and we played back signature whistles of dolphins and looked at whether animals really only respond when they hear their own signature whistle or whether they just respond to sounds in general. And what we found is that you can specifically address them with just their own whistle.
Can you just describe what it sort of sounds like?
It's a modulated, very high-pitched, very short whistle to our ear, but one whistle may be starting very high in pitch and then go down. And otherwise, you may have something that is frequency modulated that goes up and down. And so they're very, very distinctive. And to the dolphin ear, they certainly are. They are as distinctive as different words are to us.
Have you been able to determine kind of whether these are sort of signature sounds that they're making, or are they actually communicating something to another dolphin?
Well, they are communicating in that the animal that's calling its signature whistle is letting others know where it is. The animal has a choice. It doesn't have to whistle. So it does let others know where it is and who it is. And so that's definitely communication or transmission of information there.
How are you able to determine this?
So what we're using as a tool generally are playback experiments in which we are pretending to be a dolphin in a way, and then we make a prediction as to how the animal should respond if our assumption is correct. So when we played back the signature whistle, we had a prediction that we think the animal will only respond to its own, to the copy of its own signature whistle. And similarly, in previous studies, we've done playbacks to animals of signature whistles of others and had predictions what they should do depending on how well they know the animal. This is a way to test our thinking about what these whistles mean is correct or not.
So what happens if you play back a signature whistle that's new to them? Do they reject it or do they come over and say, hey, I'd like to get to know you?
Yeah, no, they do respond to any of the whistles that you play, but it depends very much on the context. So if you, for example, have two males that are kind of trying to defend a female, they would reply to a whistle that they don't know as if there's some kind of intruder and potentially a threat to them, and they may react in an aggressive way. While if you have a mother with a calf, this animal perhaps tries to be as quiet as possible to not be detected. So the way that they respond to these whistles really depends very much on the circumstance of the individual animal as well.
And where did you study your bottlenose dolphins?
We studied them here off the east coast of Scotland. So this was in St. Andrews Bay and also in the Moray Firth, which is an area off Inverness, a large kind of bay, if you want, a really huge one, and relatively deep water, which is one of the main locations for the resident populations of bottlenose dolphins off the coast of Scotland.
And the Moray Firth, everyone, is the answer to today's geo quiz. I'm curious, what are you still puzzled about?
Well, absolutely. As always, every study kind of throws up new questions. So one thing that you find when you follow groups of dolphins, occasionally you hear the signature whistles of animals that aren't present. And the question there is, are these attempts to contact these animals and try to call them out there, or are these actually situations where animals exchange information about third parties, which would be really something that's one of the next questions we want to ask.
Vincent Janik is a marine scientist at the University of St. Andrews in Scotland. He's been studying the way bottlenose dolphins whistle to each other. Thanks for speaking with us, Vincent.
Thank you.